People at the top of the corporate ladder have been seeking new fields to explore this year. Political candidates in Illinois, Connecticut, and Florida come from the executive suites of banking, pro wrestling, and healthcare. And in California, of course, the Republican nominees for governor and Senate are both former Silicon Valley CEOs. Scott Schaefer of member station KQED in San Francisco examines this transfer of business skills to government.
In her campaign against incumbent Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer, Carly Fiorina often plays up her business credentials.
In the 6 years that I managed Hewlett-Packard during the worst technology recession in 25 years, we doubled the size of the company to $88 billion. We tripled the rate of innovation to 11.
In her race for governor against Jerry Brown, one-time eBay CEO Meg Whitman's commercials promised to bring that Silicon Valley je ne sais quoi to Sacramento.
When Meg Whitman arrived at eBay, they had 30 people and an idea.
Explicitly or implicitly, Fiorina and Whitman promised to shake up government and run it more like a business.
The question I would ask is, which business? Is this going to be Lehman Brothers or Goldman Sachs? You know, many businesses are, in case we haven't noticed, poorly run.
That's Stanford business professor Jeffrey Pfeffer. In his new book, Power, he describes which skills are essential to good leadership.
If you have a company which is run by somebody who's really based on kind of the evidence and based upon the facts and not based upon kind of ideology, I think you have a very effectively run company, and that individual could take that kind of perspective and probably do a fabulous job, you know, to make the state run more effectively.
Both Whitman and Fiorina say their corporate experience shows they have leadership skills, know how to run a large organization, create budgets, and cut waste, all things they say will help if they get elected. But Mark Paul, who analyzes California politics for the New America Foundation, says being in charge of a company isn't the same as being a legislator or running a state. Even governors, he notes, can't force bureaucrats or lawmakers to do things.
It is an issue of persuasion, of communication, and so it's a very different kind of task than setting a strategic direction in a business and then assigning tasks to people to try to carry that out.
The most important distinction between government and the private sector may be that businesses must make a profit to keep shareholders happy. But government has to be there with things like disaster recovery aid and unemployment benefits, all of which cost money. A lot of money. And, says Mark Paul, it helps to have an understanding of the average person, something that might be tough for someone used to corporate lifestyles and perks.
A governor needs to understand all the corners of the state, which is why I think so many of our politicians are people with deep political experience.
Several business executives have made the transition to politics. In New Jersey, John Corzine served as both a U.S. senator and a governor, and New York City's Michael Bloomberg went from his media empire to the mayor's office. Political consultant Doug Schoen advised both Corzine and Bloomberg. He believes candidates' resumes are less important than their style and vision.
You've got to be able to do more than just say, I'm from Wall Street, I'll do it differently.
That may be sinking in for Meg Whitman. Her gubernatorial campaign recently launched a new TV ad acknowledging the differences between government and a for-profit enterprise.
I know government isn't a business, and it shouldn't be. But the same values of accountability and focus that make California businesses among the best in the world could do a lot to fix Sacramento.
Recent polls show Whitman and Fiorina trailing their Democratic opponents. They have until Tuesday to close the sale and convince voters to hire them instead of Jerry Brown or Barbara Boxer. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.